Hello, everyone. Welcome to Spanish Pod. Today, we've got a newbie lesson for you. My name is JP.
Hi, I'm Liliana.
Hola, Liliana.
Hola.
What do we got today for a lesson?
Today, we have a lesson. You know, I don't know if this has happened to you, but you're in a train station and you're like, oh, I'm hungry. We have time. And you go to a small cafe. You're eating your sandwich or your baguette or whatever. So suddenly, you're like, what time is it? You know?
Oh, yes.
You have a train to catch.
Yes.
So that's what this lesson is about.
Oh, my goodness. I've missed a train before.
Oh, me too. So many times. And I took the wrong one, and it's such a mess.
Yeah, it is.
But anyway, so we have a keyword.
Okay, what's our keyword?
Well, in fact, we have two.
All right.
Okay, the first one is a chunk.
Okay.
And it's ¿qué hora es?
¿Qué hora es? What time is it?
Así es.
Okay, that's how you ask somebody the time now.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
¿Qué hora es?
That would be very important when talking about catching a train.
Yeah, and it's very important to learn, so you can ask people, ¿qué hora es?
All right, what time is it? What time is it?
Yes.
Okay.
And the second word is apúrate.
Hurry up.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Also very important if you're dealing with the Latinos. Apúrate. And you'd go like,
you snap your fingers?
Yes.
Okay. Hurry up.
Okay, so let's listen to that dialogue.
Dialogue, first time.
¿A qué hora sale nuestro tren?
A las 3 de la tarde.
¿Y qué hora es?
Son las 2:40.
¡Apúrate, corre!
Second time.
¿A qué hora sale nuestro tren?
A las 3 de la tarde.
¿Y qué hora es?
Son las 2:40.
¡Apúrate, corre!
Third time.
¿A qué hora sale nuestro tren?
A las 3 de la tarde.
¿Y qué hora es?
Son las 2:40.
¡Apúrate, corre!
All right, Lily, how about if we do a translation?
Let's do.
Okay.
¿A qué hora sale nuestro tren?
At what time does our train leave?
¿A qué hora sale nuestro tren?
At what time does our train leave?
¿A qué hora sale nuestro tren? A las 3 de la tarde.
At 3 in the afternoon.
A las 3 de la tarde.
At 3 in the afternoon.
A las 3 de la tarde. ¿Y qué hora es?
And what time is it?
¿Y qué hora es?
What time is it now?
¿Y qué hora es? Son las 2:40.
It's 2:40.
Son las 2:40.
It's 2:40.
Son las 2:40. ¡Apúrate! ¡Corre!
Hurry up! Run!
¡Apúrate! ¡Corre!
Hurry up! Run!
¡Apúrate! ¡Corre! ¡Corre!
Oh my goodness, I'm a little tense after that dialogue.
I know. I'm like grabbing a piece of paper like, hurry.
Just making a fist. And, all right. Why don't we relax for a second, and then we'll do some analysis of this. So why don't we start with, at what time?
A qué hora.
A qué hora. Now, this is different from the keyword that we talked about before, because it's a different question, right?
It is.
This one is, at what time? We're not talking about now, but we're talking at what time. Actually, does our train leave? So at what time?
A qué hora.
Okay. Now, how do you say train?
Tren.
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 Is it spelled the same as train?
No. Una E.
Oh, T-R-E-N.
N. That's right. Tren.
Okay. How about our train?
Nuestro tren.
Nuestro tren. Mm-hmm. Okay. Does that mean it belongs to both of us?
No. It means that that's your train that you have to catch.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right. So our train?
Nuestro tren.
Okay. And how about it is leaving or it leaves?
Sale.
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 Okay. So that's the verb salir, right?
That's right.
Okay, salir means to go out or to leave.
Mm-hmm.
So the order of the sentence, the order of the words in the sentence are a little bit different than in English. But let's just go ahead and put them all together and see what we get. So what time does our train leave?
¿A qué hora sale nuestro tren?
Okay, ¿a qué hora sale nuestro tren? Folks, I hope you're all repeating along with me because you have to make your mouth move if you're going to speak Spanish, right?
That's right.
¿A qué hora? So, at what time does our train leave? Actually, the word order is a little bit different. It's like, at what time does it leave our train?
Mm-hmm, that's right.
Okay, at what time does it leave our train?
¿A qué hora sale nuestro tren?
Okay, and the answer is at 3 in the afternoon.
A las 3 de la tarde.
A las 3 de la tarde. Now, Lily, I have to confess something to you. I have a hard time explaining time to people.
Why?
It's a little bit, it's, you know, it's very cultural, you know.
You don't
say it the same way you do in English. You know, I want to say at 3 p.m. Now, first of all, if I want to say at 3:00, how do you say 3:00?
Las tres.
Las tres.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So how do you say 2:00?
Las dos.
Las dos. Now, what is this las for?
Las is because it's a couple of hours. It's not one.
Okay.
So if it's one, you say la una.
La una.
Because it's one.
Okay.
But apart from that, it's las dos, las tres, las cuatro, las cinco, las seis, las siete.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I would say 3:00.
Mm-hmm.
Las tres.
Yes, las tres.
Okay. So how about at 3:00?
A las tres.
A las tres.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. At 3:00? Okay.
A las tres.
Okay. A las tres. Now, I want to say in the afternoon.
De la tarde.
De la tarde.
Yes.
De la tarde. Now, what's the word for afternoon?
Tarde.
Tarde. And the word for the afternoon?
La tarde.
La tarde. Okay. Now, in the afternoon, you said de la tarde.
De la tarde.
Can't you say in? Because I want to say in the afternoon.
A las tres en la tarde, no.
No.
You cannot say that.
Yeah.
You have to say de la tarde.
De la tarde. When you're talking about time, you have to say de.
Yes.
Okay.
That's right.
All right. So I'm a little tense about talking about the time, but I think we did it.
It's easy.
It's
come
easy.
On.
That's right. You're right, Lily. Okay, stay with me. So at 3:00 in the afternoon.
A las tres de la tarde.
Okay, so he just asked what time is her train, and she said at 3 p.m. And so you better check the time now. What
yeah.
time is it now?
¿Y qué hora es?
¿Y qué hora es? Okay, that's our key phrase, right? Our
that's
key
right.
word phrase.
¿Qué hora es? ¿Qué is hora our key es? Phrase.
That means what time is it? And they mean now, right? What time is it now?
Yes.
So what is this E at the beginning of the sentence?
It works the same as in English, like saying, and what time is it now?
Okay.
You know, so, ¿y qué hora es?
Okay.
Saying, it's making the emphasis, you know?
All right.
And what time is it?
And what time is it?
Yes.
Okay. And the answer is, it's 2:40.
Son las 2:40.
Son las 2:40. Okay. Now, how do you say two?
Dos.
And how do you say 2:00?
Las dos.
Las dos. Now, how do you say it's 2:00?
Son las dos.
Son las dos. Okay. So, okay, I get it. It's 2:00. That's the verb ser, right?
That's right.
Okay, ser. Son. Why is it plural? Oh, we had talked about this before because it's
because,
a couple of hours.
Yeah, they're a couple of hours. It's not one.
Okay.
If it was one, you would say es la una.
Es la una.
But here it's son las dos.
Now here, actually, it's 2:40.
Son las dos cuarenta.
Cuarenta. Cuarenta means 40?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Son las dos cuarenta.
All right, it's 2:40. Yikes, they only have 20 minutes.
That's right.
Okay,
that's
so
why they have to hurry up.
They better hurry. So how do you say hurry up?
Apúrate.
Apúrate. That's a command, right?
That's right.
Get going.
Apúrate.
Move it.
Así es. Apúrate.
Apúrate, and that's our key word. And then the next one is like run.
Yes. Corre.
Corre. Now, do they actually need to run or are they just...
They do. They
okay.
have 20 minutes.
Okay, so they have to like sprint.
Yeah, so corre.
Okay.
Corre, right. It's from the verb correr.
Okay. Can it just mean to move fast though?
No.
No, it means like...
It means literally...
Get on your feet.
And run.
And run. Okay.
So corre, corre.
All right. Wow. I'm tense again from this from this train experience.
You know, Forrest Gump, in the movie, we have it in Mexico, so uh-huh. sometimes you don't have the subtitles, but it's like, you know, it's the version is in Spanish.
Okay, it's dubbed, right?
Yeah, it's dubbed.
Now, so. I know what you're thinking of. You're thinking of, run, Forrest!
Exactly, so they always, that's what you hear. Corre, Forrest, corre! But it's so many R's because it's corre, Forrest, corre. Corre, Forrest, corre.
Wow. Corre, Forrest. This is a pronunciation lesson.
Yes, also.
Okay.
So let's hear the dialogue again 3 times.
All right.
Dialogue, first time.
¿A qué hora sale nuestro tren?
A las 3 de la tarde.
¿Y qué hora es?
Son las 2:40.
¡Apúrate, corre!
Second time.
¿A qué hora sale nuestro tren?
A las 3 de la tarde.
¿Y qué hora es?
Son las 2:40.
¡Apúrate, corre!
Third time.
¿A qué hora sale nuestro tren?
A las 3 de la tarde.
¿Y qué hora es?
Son las 2:40.
¡Apúrate, corre!
All right, we're back, and we'll just do a quick review of time before we talk about other stuff. Now, how do you say again it's 3 o'clock?
Son las tres.
Son las tres. And how do you say it's 2 o'clock?
Son las dos.
Son las dos. And how do you say it's 1 o'clock?
Es la una.
Es la una. Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, how do you say at 1 o'clock?
A la una.
A la una. Okay. So there's a difference between es la una and a la una.
That's right.
It's 1 o'clock, at 1 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, there's a question I have to ask you, and I think it's cultural, and I've never taken the train in Mexico, but I have in Spain,
mm-hmm.
and I've had trains that were at 15 o'clock.
Yes.
What is 15 o'clock?
Las 15 horas.
You know, my watch only goes to 12.
No, like, in Mexico, we don't use that a
no?
lot.
Okay.
No, it's more Europe.
Okay.
It's more Europe, but yeah, you can use las 13, las 14 horas.
Okay, so that's 1 or 2 in the afternoon.
Yes, but okay. It depends. For flights, they usually say a las 16 horas.
Okay.
So you know it's the afternoon.
Okay.
You know it's the afternoon, because if not, it's like, oh, yeah, it's at 8. And you think it's at p.m., but it's a.m. So
okay.
That's why they use that a lot. So
okay.
You know.
I'm not used to that.
Really?
Yeah. But if you hear 20, a las 20, you just know that it's 8 o'clock.
Yes.
Okay.
Exactly. 20 horas, 8.
I'm not used to it. All right. Anyway, so that's all we're going to say about expressing the time. Now, I know you wanted to say something about punctuality, being a Latina.
Yeah, you know, that's a bad conception.
What? What is a bad conception?
Not every Latino is not punctual, you know?
Oh, okay.
Yeah, there's a lot of people that are punctual, but...
You are very punctual.
Yeah, because with my dad, I had to be. He would tell us, for example, at 3 we're leaving, and I'm going to say once... Vámonos. Vámonos means let's go.
We're going, right?
Yeah, we're going. So you will be doing whatever, and he would say, vámonos, that means you have to be in the car. If not, he would just drive, you know, without you.
Take off without you?
Yeah. So you had to go on foot or just ask for a cab and pay yourself with your own pocket money.
Oh, no. You better
yes.
be ready.
Yeah, so it's okay. Vámonos.
So this whole thing about Latinos not being punctual, what is that?
You know, it's just bad. You know, we have a bad reputation, which
okay.
is sometimes is very much true. But that's why we are teaching you Spanish, people. So you can tell them, apúrate.
Corre.
Yeah, this is real life. It's apúrate, apúrate.
Okay.
You know?
All right. Wow. I imagine that's going to be our Spanish pod challenge, right?
Yes. This is the Spanish pod challenge of the day. Tell someone to hurry up.
Apúrate.
Apúrate.
So if you have any questions or if you want to leave us a comment, please go to our website, which is SpanishPod.com. And I think that's it for today, Lily.
That's right.
Let's get out of here.
Hasta luego.
Hasta luego. Apúrate.